put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
When you hear Act Naturally today, it's hard to imagine that 44 years ago, Buck Owens, playing his red, white, and blue guitar, was considered quite the maverick of country music. Or that Buck, a man so closely associated with Bakersfield, California, never set foot in the town until he was 21 years old.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a-losing weight and a-turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Buck Owens signed his first record contract in 1957, but it was two more years before he recorded Under Your Spell Again, the song that started a more than decade-long streak of hit singles.
You got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just mine. You got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I've gotta take you back just one more time.
By 1963, Buck Owens' band featured not the banjos and fiddles heard on most country songs coming out of Nashville, but Don Rich on electric guitar and singing harmony, backed by a bass, drums, and pedal steel guitar. Soon, Buck turned his back on Nashville, and he started making country records his way, recording out in California, backed by his own band, not Nashville studio musicians. The results sounded more like a Buck Owens concert, and nothing like the string-laden, smooth country pop hit songs that were coming out of Nashville at the time.
You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
While some in Nashville fumed over Buck Owens' new music, lots of people loved what we now call the Bakersfield sound. Buck inspired countless musicians, including Brian Hofelt, founder of the hit country band The Derailers. In a recent interview, Brian explained why Buck Owens' sound is so important in the history of American country music.
At its time, it was looked at as maverick and out of left field. You know, Buck was in Bakersfield, he wasn't in Tennessee, and he was doing his own thing, and it was a really stripped down, revved up sound, and it just turned everybody on their ear, and they loved it. He was arguably the most successful country artist of the 1960s, and his music, I think, still retains the freshness because it's pure and soulful.
You can judge the freshness for yourself by listening to the Derailers' new CD, Under the Influence of Buck. It's a tribute to the man who invented the Bakersfield sound. But that's not the only Buck Owens musical tribute of note. Dwight Yoakam has one on the way called Dwight Sings Buck. It's due out in October, and part of the sales proceeds will go to the Buck Owens American Music Foundation, which serves to preserve the legacy of Buck Owens and his signature Bakersfield sound, like his longtime theme song, Buckaroo. I'm Catherine Cole.